Yeah, definitely. It was something that was in principle, really, when I signed in January on the promise, really, that if I played a certain amount of games, that there'd be a contract there. So, you know, thankfully, I managed to get them games in, and you know, I'm looking forward to pre-season and then this coming season.
Was there ever a doubt in your own mind, regardless of this contractual stipulation, that you might look elsewhere, you might look at other avenues?
No, not really. No, it was something that, you know, when I signed for Sheffield United in January, you know, my aim wasn't to be, okay, well, I'm just going to be here for 6 months and you know, and then walk away. That was never going to be my aim. You know, I wanted to do well at the football club and you know, get the games in and then have a contract for this season. Unfortunately, the season didn't go as well as we had all anticipated, you know, come the last few months. And you know, and myself personally, I know that I've got more to offer as well. And, you know, hopefully get a good pre-season behind me. And then I can show the manager that, you know, what I can do.
And how long is this new deal for?
It's for a year. It's for a year, you know. It's a year. So, like I say, I'm looking forward to it and doing everything, you know, in my powers to help the football club progress. You know, it's been a difficult period with, you know, the manager going and then Morg's taking over and now David Weir coming in. So, you know, it's a fresh start for everybody. And, you know, it's important that we have a pre-season and then we have a good season because, you know, I'm sure anybody will say the same thing that, you know, last year we didn't complete the objective that, you know, that everybody wanted to do.
It has been a difficult period at Sheffield United, but the fact that the new man is in and at the helm and you know who it is, when you heard it was David Weir, what was your immediate reaction?
Interesting. Looking forward to to working with him, to be honest with you. You know, he's not long finished out of the game himself. So, you know, he's very much in touch with every side of football, you know, from top to bottom. The people I've spoke to that know of him say he's a very, very thorough man and will leave nothing to chance. And you know, that's great. I think now what you're starting to see more in football is young up-and-coming managers getting a chance. And you know, more often than not, the younger managers that are getting their opportunity seem to be succeeding well. And I think a lot of that can stem from the fact that they've not been out of the game too long and they know what it takes to be successful. And, you know, David Weir's career as a player spoke volumes, you know, and I'm sure he's going to be the same as a manager. You know, I was as a player and, you know, anybody would be very happy to work for a man like that.
It's interesting, isn't it, that the players do the kind of the background checks just like the managers do when they're trying to find out about who's coming in.
Not so much, to be honest with you. My background check hasn't been, you know, to find out about him. You know, it's plainly been over the years. You know, I've played against him on numerous occasions and, you know, he's been captain of all the clubs that he's been involved with. So that alone says the stature of the man and how he is and how he's perceived and how he's respected within whatever football club he's been at. So, you know, I think his record as a player speaks for itself. And, you know, it's good, you know, a new manager comes in and it's a clean slate for everybody. So everybody gets the opportunity to impress. And, you know, as well as him getting to know you, you get to know how he is as well. So it's something that, you know, I'm looking forward to and I'm sure the same for all the players involved as well.
I could ask this question of any player at any stage in their career, but the fact that you will now be under, an untested but up-and-coming manager, I suppose, does that give you some kind of heart for the future? Should that be an avenue you want to go down?
Yeah, I think it's about time, to be honest with you, that the younger managers, you know, British managers are given their opportunity. I think football in general, you know, people will tend to look abroad for managers that have been successful in other countries when, you know, there's an argument to be said for players such as David Weir and other former players that have gone into management that they've already got superior knowledge to a manager coming in from abroad. You know, they played at the standard, they played in this country, they know the pressures, they know what the players go through. So, in my opinion, you know, like I say, I think it's important, you know, not just now, but in future years to come, that, you know, your British managers are given the opportunity. You only have to look in the Premier League at the moment. You know, Sir Alex Ferguson, David Moyes, you know, you've got Brendan Rodgers. They've all been very, very successful at, you know, the clubs that they've been at. And, you know, they're all from Britain and they know what it takes. And I think that is, like I say, an added advantage for any man coming into management, you know, to have an idea of what's expected. And, you know, like I say, with David Weir, obviously he's not played for Sheffield United. He came down here a while back and he knows the size of the football club, whereas you know, you can bring a foreign manager in at times, and you know they'll look at it and say, well, it's a League One football club. But you know, Sheffield United is much more than that. There's a lot of history behind the football club, and you know, it's a big club. And David Weir knows that, and he knows where Sheffield United have been. Whereas, like I say, you know, a lot of foreign managers may come in and look at certain things and be, well, they're in this division, and that's that, you know. But I'm sure that, you know, your British managers are well aware of the history of football clubs, where, like I say, the same cannot be said from some people from abroad.
There seems to be a negative air around Sheffield United right now. There's a lot of disappointment and frustration amongst the fan base about what's not happened in the two previous seasons. How are you as a member of the playing staff feeling about it, and perhaps grounds for optimism for the forthcoming season?
Yeah, I think with anything, you know, you can look at things negatively or you look at things positively. And, you know, from my point of view, I look at this as a positive. It's an opportunity to be part of a football club that wants to get where it once was. You know, yeah, it's fallen on hard times the last few seasons, and, you know, the club isn't where it wants to be. You know, so we have the opportunity as players, as a squad, to do something about that. You know, the last 2 years have obviously been very painful for everybody involved, you know, to fall the final hurdle. And, you know, we have the chance to rectify that. And as a player, you can't ask for anything more than that. You know, it's not as though you're joining a club that have just gone into the Premier League. You had a situation with Sunderland. We'd got into the Premier League, you know, they'd only been out of there for a year. And before then, they'd been in the Premier League for so long. So there was the pressure to stay in the Premier League because that's where, you know, they thought that they belonged. So, you know, it was a difficult one, and we survived. Whereas, like, at Sheffield United at this moment in time, they're not where they want to be. So, you know, as players, you now have the opportunity to put them back onto the map, and that's by having a successful season and everybody sticking together. And the one thing I've seen from the supporters at Sheffield United is that they're passionate fans. And with passionate fans, you know, they're going to have their say. And I've always said, I prefer to play for supporters like that will have their opinion, whether it be good or whether it be bad. You can't have it both ways, you know. Your passionate supporters are always going to have an opinion. I had the same at Stoke City and at Sunderland. And, you know, if you want that togetherness and you want the fans behind you, you have to accept that there will be criticism along the way. And if you don't, then you're in the wrong line of sport or wrong line of business.
Do you envisage Sheffield United's squad looking very different come the start of the year, at the start of the season?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, I can't tell you that. That's something that only the manager can say. You know, he'll have his ideas and his plans. You know, there's been players that have left since the end of the season, but the nucleus of the squad from last season is still here. So, you know, I'm sure David Weir will have his options and his opinions of what he's going to do. And you know, he'll be backed all the way by everybody at the football club. And you know, the aim is for everybody, whether you be a player, whether you be a supporter. The sole aim is to do as well for this football club as possible, and that, you know, means promotion.
Do you think that it might help actually Sheffield United in terms of perception that the bookies are unlikely to install them as one of the favourites this year? It will be perhaps Wolves or Peterborough, etc., one of those teams?
Yeah, I think it will do, but as I've always said, as a player, the pressure that you create is the pressure that you put on yourself. As a football player, whether you be 21 or whether you be 35, it doesn't matter. You know, if you stop putting pressure on yourself as a footballer, then as far as I'm concerned, you may as well retire. You've always got to be, you're always learning as a footballer. Like I say, no matter what age you are, and at the start of the season, if you're not putting any pressure on yourself to succeed and to be successful as an individual and as a club, then, like I say, you know, your time's come to an end as in terms of professional football. So, you know, the pressure that is on the football club from the supporters and from, you know, the stature of the club will be no bigger than, you know, than we'll put on ourselves as a team. And, you know, and the pressure that I'll put on myself as an individual. I look at last season, you know, I enjoyed playing at Sheffield United and being at Sheffield United, but could I have done better? Yeah, I'd probably argue the point that, yeah, there was performances where I didn't do as well as I should have done, but, you know, that's one thing I'll always look at my performances. And, you know, my aim is to be more successful as a team and on a personal level this season than what happened last season.
Just finally, we've had the big fixture reveal. Notts County at home to begin with, Brentford away, Colchester at home. When you get the fixture list and it's all published and it's out there, does that focus the mind and just make you look forward to that opening day a little bit more?
Yeah, I think it does. You know, the fixtures, you know, when the fixtures come out, you know that it's just around the corner. But I'm sure most footballers will tell you, you know, you have 6-7 weeks off in the summer. The last 2-3 weeks, you're itching to get back into it. and you know, and you just want pre-season to come. We're obviously start back next Tuesday, and I'm looking forward to it. It's the start of a new season, and everybody starts on a clean slate. And you know, the season starts, the league's there for us. And as you say, we've got a home game first, which you couldn't ask much more of. And I think three of the opening four games are at home, so you know, that's something that we need to address as well at home form, because the away form was excellent. You know, since I was there, and I got told it was like that before, but the home form seems to have been the thing that's been a little bit of a little fly in the ointment, so to speak. So you know, something we need to address. But as a team, yeah, you know, players, individuals, you're always looking this stage in the season. You're aiming to get back to pre-season and give it everything in pre-season, stay injury free, and try and impress the manager, whether it's a new manager or a manager that's been there before. And that won't ever change as football evolves. You know, pre-season, things like that will.
And does the aim remain the title, or do perhaps those ambitions shift this year?
Sorry, I lost you then. Does what, sorry?
Does the title remain the ultimate ambition here, or do those ambitions or perhaps expectations shift this year?
No, I think as a football club, you know, if you have the opportunity to get out of a division by getting promoted, I think that has to be your aim at the start of the season. It's a bit different, you know, if you're playing at different levels in the game, but as you know, as a player at Sheffield United with a good squad and some good players and you know, a good support base and a good fan base, our ultimate aim has to be promotion. Now, me personally, yeah, of course, that's my sole aim. You know, when I start back my first day pre-season next Tuesday, it will be with the sole aim of, you know, helping to get this club promoted and get it closer to where it deserves and wants to be. And I think that will be everybody's thinking, because if you're thinking anything different than that, you know, then I don't really see the point of that, because the last two seasons we've come close. So, you know, the next objective has to be to get promoted. And I don't see any reason why, you know, if everybody sticks together, it can't be challenging. People will talk about Wolves coming down and Peterborough and Bristol City. That's understandable. But the pressure that will be on them from the outside will be immeasurable than like you say, what's on us. So the pressure that we feel will be the pressure that we put on ourselves. And I do believe that in any sports career that you have to be successful, you have to put pressure on yourself, and that's what we'll be doing as a football club, and we'll all be pushing in the same direction, which is very important.